warning. What you are about to hear is guaranteed to move you out of your comfort zone towards higher ground. You have just one attempt at life. Live it on purpose, not by accident. For a person to be without complete and accurate knowledge is not good. Therefore, you are invited as you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, and presenter, Success Power, Reverend Sam Adeyemi.
Very, very simple but powerful principle here for today. 1 Kings 18. 1 Kings 18, from verse 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There's nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Our principle for tonight, persistent action. Persistent action. Persistent action. Persistent action. And my encouragement, take action in the area in which you expect the miracle. Take action in the area in which you expect a miracle. God has spoken to you. You have incubated. You have blasted the devil out of the situation. You have spoken to the situation to change. You are still in the process. You need to take action. You know why Elijah was praying? He had come to the point of faith. He was only commanding the rain to form and the rain to fall. Then he called his servant, "Go and check." And specifically he told him, "Go up now, look toward the sea." This thing had to do with water. There had been drought 3.5 years. The only place where there was water for evaporation was the sea. So Elijah said, "Look toward the sea." Wherever it is that you're expecting a miracle from, whatever area, you need to go there. Go where there is the possibility for the fulfillment of God's word in your life. There's this illustration I use all the time. I say, if a prophetic word has come into your life, "Thus saith the Lord, you will catch a whale." I say, don't carry a fishing pole and go fish in the stream behind your house. There's no whale there. Go where there is the possibility for the fulfillment of the word. The word says you will catch a whale. So go where the whale, go and fish in the deep blue sea. If you stay with a fishing hook to fish at the stream behind your house, all you will catch will be a big toad. Or a big frog. That will be, Okay. Help me to tell your neighbor, take bold action. Last night, I got a text message from one of the church members. He said last night, which must have been Wednesday night, he said, you spoke to me. And I like that language because I remembered I spoke to everybody. He said, you spoke to me that the embargo on my payment had been lifted. So he said, this morning I went to NAMA and they gave me my check, which had been outstanding since February 2003, almost 1 year. Amen. The catch there is that he went. He went. The word came. He did not take it as a general word to everybody. He collected it. It struck a chord in his heart. It was a personal revelation. But the good thing is that the following morning, he acted on it. What if he didn't go? And I remember how the word came. The word was, even if they have placed an embargo, the embargo will be temporarily lifted for you to go. Then they can resume their embargo. And he acted on it. Go look toward the sea. This year, where you put an application, you will need to call them on phone or go there to ask how it's going. Where you submitted a proposal, where you did an interview. Amen. Oh, you're planning to rent a shop on Victoria Island. Go there. Walk through the length and the breadth of it. Wheresoever the sole of your foot shall tread upon, God says, I have given to you. You will possess. Walk through. Speak to the streets. I have a shop here. Amen. The kingdom of God has legalized violence. And the violent take it by spiritual force. Hallelujah. Talk it into existence. But you've got to learn to take action. Whatever situation you confront this year, think miracles. Amen. Think miracles. Before, don't let your mind pull you down. You cannot qualify for miracles with a negative attitude. Whatever the situation is, think possibilities. Think miracles. John 5, Jesus is looking at a multitude. They said there were 5,000 men besides the women and children. Assume that the number of women was the same as the men. Another 5,000. The children usually should be more. Let's assume they too have 5,000, 15,000 people. Maybe between 15,000 to 20,000 people. Hungry. Jesus says to Philip, where will we get food for these people to eat? Immediately, Philip moves into the natural and begins to crack his head and begins calculation. Must have called a committee meeting. And then eventually submitted his report to Jesus. Even 200 penny worth of bread is not enough to feed these people, even if we give each person a little. His brain had lapsed into scarcity mentality. With all the miracles Jesus had done around him, he had forgotten about the supernatural. He did not reckon into his calculation the miraculous. You see, when I want an amount of money, and I start out with my strategies, because that's where to start from, really, where I get to where my brain can't go further, to produce strategies on how to raise the money, I add plus grace equals the amount of money I'm looking for. Make room for God in your calculations this year. So while Philip was giving his negative report, his report of impossibility, Andrew shows up with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes that he collected from a boy. Jesus, I don't know what this one can do, but we can start from somewhere. Let's start feeding this crowd, man. All this analysis is not necessary. You know, I said before that too much analysis leads to paralysis. Action. Action. So, Andrew's act of faith, small act of faith, provoked the power of God. It was those five loaves of bread and those two fishes that the power of God came into and fed the crowd. When you take your small faith and put it to work, God matches your faith with his own, takes over and creates a miracle. The disciples of Jesus were saying, increase our faith. He says, no. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed and you apply it, you say to this mountain, be removed. He said, you will see. Beyond what you can do, invisible forces will show up and help you to complete the assignment. So this year, act boldly. Take bold steps. Unseen forces will come to your aid. The mountain will move. You won't see what is moving it, but it will move. In the bid to take action, try to confirm divine timing. Try to confirm divine timing. That's a critical, critical dimension to it. Try to confirm divine timing. Because in John chapter 2, you remember the mother of Jesus was talking to Jesus about the wedding and the wine that ran out. He said, woman, don't trouble me. My hour or my time has not come. And his timing was God's timing. He was not a magician. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are not things you put on and off like a magician. He is in charge of his gifts, in charge of his power. So you got to wait for him. But know that if he said it, he will do it. So you be this time. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says that he has made all things beautiful in his time. In John 11, they told Jesus, your friend Lazarus is sick and he is near death. And the Bible says that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, their brother. When they told him Lazarus, his friend whom he loved, was sick, the Bible says in John 11 verse 6, and he stayed there 2 days. They said the man was about to die. Still, he stayed. This year, don't respond to circumstances with desperation. Take charge and take control. He that believes will not make haste. No desperation. Knowing that however bad the situation may become, there will be a miracle. And it can never go so bad. It will go beyond God's control. So Jesus stayed. That it is a small problem does not guarantee you will be able to manage it. If you go in your strength, it may get worse. He stayed back. In fact, by the time he arrived, the guy had been buried 4 days. But he arrived in God's time. So, the depreciation that the devil brought on the situation actually made the testimony louder. Amen. Try to confirm divine timing. How do you try to confirm? Ask him. But more importantly, try to take steps. Those are two dimensions to it. Ask him or try it. Lord, is it time? Lord, is it time? Last year we had Parable of Dollars seminar. Especially the National Success Conference. That conference had been on my heart for more than 5 years. And I'd been asking, Lord, is it now? Lord, is it now? In my mind, I used to call it National Youth Rally. But I saw it. In fact, the previous year, 2002, we fixed a date for it on the calendar of our programs. And then when it approached, is it now? I could not find the faith in my heart. After I left it, but I knew it would happen. So, ask him. Try to take some steps. Watch in your spirit, be sensitive to his timing. And as you take your steps, get more instructions. Get more instructions. As you take your bold step, get more instructions. Get more instructions. You take a step, get more instructions, because he will guide you right to the last moment. Get more instructions. In Luke chapter 5, I want you to see the kind of action you should take. Luke chapter 5, from verse 17. It says, now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, that the power of God was present to heal them did not mean they were healed. Because there are certain requirements for tapping the power. Verse 18. Then behold, men brought on the bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, this year, God will see your faith. Ask yourself, how do you see faith? Faith is an intangible thing, isn't it? But Jesus saw their faith. When he saw their faith. When this man's friends told him, lie on the stretcher, they had seen him standing up. So they carried him. Let's go to where he is. When they got to the house was jammed, packed in and out. Then they looked at it. It was not a matter of choice. Something had to happen. They were not going to carry this guy back home on the stretcher. Listen, where there is a will, there is a way. They looked around. They tried to go in through the door. No road. Tried window. No road. We will see this man today. One of them said, let's remove the roof. The roof of somebody else's house. So while Christ was teaching powerful revelations, they just had pa, and some dust fell. Thus saith Isaiah, pa, pa. They tore off enough room to contain the man, and they landed him right in front of Jesus as he was preaching. You see, sometimes faith can get so dangerous it can interrupt a sermon. And they should have had enough courtesy and decorum to allow him to finish his sermon. But listen to me. It is when you are not desperate for a miracle that you are in for orderly arrangements. If the woman with the issue of blood had waited to get an appointment, she would have waited a long time. She came in the press. She had said to herself, she had seen it in her heart, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. After losing blood for 12 years, she must have been weak. But this was now or never. The place for the fulfillment of her miracle was Jesus. So there was no point going to Kano or going to Abuja or going to London. The location for the fulfillment of her miracle was where Christ was. So she had to touch him. It was just touching. It was not for him to lay hand on her or lay leg on her, just to touch him. So she pushed, shoved. And I feel like by the time she got near, she must have been really tired. Then she saw him close by. Today is today. Last move. And then she looked up. It was Apostle John. Said, nonsense. Are you Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes like that you feel this will be the last move. You make it, it doesn't work out. You shape up. Faith is now or never. I'm talking about determined faith. Persistent faith. When Jesus said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? He was not talking about faith that people confess with their mouth and do nothing. He was talking about active faith and faith that is persistent and determined. Because he had just shared the story of a man who was about to lose faith. A woman approached a judge. They said he did not fear God, he did not fear man, he didn't fear nobody, and she was crying. Justify me over this case. I'm being oppressed. Vindicate me. They said the judge didn't bother. He did not fear God, he did not fear man. So they said the woman kept coming. She kept, because as far as she was concerned, she had to be vindicated. She kept, so it got to a point, the unjust judge said, I will just vindicate this woman. Lest she weary me. She's going to wear me out by her continual coming. So he justified that. So Jesus said, hear what the unjust judge is saying. Will not God, who loves you, do better and avenge you speedily or vindicate you speedily? So God wants to do it, but what he has is a bunch of people who give up too soon, whose minds are not made up to get it. People who will not give up. So, and the illustration he gave was to support what he said in Luke 18:1. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And we gather different translations of that verse. Exciting. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to give up. Men ought always to pray and not to lose courage. Men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. And one translation says, men ought always to pray and not to cave in. Amen. These people tore off the roof, interrupted the sermon, and the Bible says when he saw their faith, that is how far they were willing to go to get it. He just spoke to the man straight. In Acts 14, the Bible talks about how Apostle Paul was teaching at Lystra. There was a man who had been impotent from birth. And the Bible says that when Paul saw that he had faith to be healed, he said to the man, stand up. So I've been asking myself, what did Paul see? Because everybody was sitting down while he was preaching his sermon. But he said this particular person, he saw that the man had faith. And faith is not something you see with your physical eye. But I think there's a way a person acts. When a person has gotten to the point of delivery of a miracle, that you know you cannot deny the person. This guy was stretching on the chair. Say it. Preach it. Yes. Yes. That's right. Paul said, let's leave this sermon. Stand up. Amen. This year, some people will get their miracles during the sermon. And then I see some people's faith will be so dangerous, they will not be able to wait for summer. Some people, as they enter here and take their seat, something will happen. Pass. Some white praise and worship is going on. Contact point with a miracle. What I'm saying is your faith, your act of faith provokes the power of God. You do all you can, then God takes over. You stretch, do all you can. And remember what Jesus said. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, we call it seed faith. It's faith quite all right, but it's a seed. When you plant it, when you apply it, God brings in his own faith, takes over, and releases supernatural power to create the miracle. Your small act of faith. And sometimes it works with finances. Faith. When I look at the size of the revelation and realize there's no way I can get it, then I take what I have. And usually it's a matter of sacrifice. And I plant it. I release my faith. I cannot believe that I can never be poor again and be afraid to clear my account to sow. You understand? Faith without corresponding action is dead faith. I cannot believe that I have a revelation I'm a millionaire and now be afraid to give a whole salary for a month. I have broken into new levels by sowing dangerously like that. I don't have everything, but the little that I have, take it. Then God matches it with his own faith, creates a miracle and a new level. Seed. It's a seed. Faith. It's faith the size of a seed. It's a small faith, but it is faith that is acted on, applied with determination for result. And the Holy Ghost takes over from there. Amen. I said amen. One day the Holy Spirit spoke to me from 1 Kings 17. And said, why was it that the widow did not respond to Elijah the first time he asked her to give him food? She refused. And then Elijah gave her a revelation. Then she ran inside and brought the same food and gave him. But she had complained that it was last card. What was the difference? The Holy Spirit said to me, everybody gives not to the size of their pocket, but to the size of their vision. She didn't give it the first time because in her heart she saw herself dying after eating it. When Elijah spoke, gave her a revelation, thus saith the Lord, that barrel of meal will not waste, that cruse of oil will not finish. She now saw a new beginning. So what she saw as last card, she now saw as first card. That's why she ran and now brought it. So it wasn't the giving was, or not giving, was not based on the amount she had. It was based on the amount of faith in her heart. Seed faith. This year, some people here will dare dangerous things. Crazy things. I'm not asking you to go tear the roof of somebody's house. But I'm suggesting that whatever barrier stands between you and the fulfillment of the word, you will tear it down. You will go at the wrong time to apply for some things. It is when there is embargo, that's when you will show up. It is where everybody says it's not possible, that's where you will throw your net. Peter threw a net and launched out in the afternoon. The very place where everybody failed last night. Isn't that crazy? Everybody failed. You are now the only one that is going back at the wrong time. And while they are looking, something will happen. I said something will happen in the name of Jesus Christ. So Elijah said, go toward the sea. The guy came, he said, there's nothing. This year, I mean, now people's faith up, charged, powerful. Now, by the time we're through what explosion, next week, if they stamp you a no, refuser, don't say, hey, where is the faith we're talking about now? Where is God? If you hear no the first time, go again. The guy came, he said, sir, nothing. Loud, the sky is like, is blue. As clear as anything. Guy said, don't worry. Water, evaporate. Condense. Rain. Evaporation. Condensation. Raination. Evaporation. Condensation. Raination. Evaporation. Condensation. Raination. Evaporation. Now. Go again. The guy went the second time, he came by, he says, nothing. Absolutely nothing. He said, don't worry. Evaporation. Condensation. Raination. Evaporation. I see you evaporating. Molecules, particles, scatter, evaporate, condense, come down. When the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And today you must be full. Hallelujah. Go again. The guy came by, said nothing. Said, there will be something. But notice the seventh time. Now that's interesting. The instruction for Israel around Jericho was 7 days. And then on the seventh day, seven times, the instruction for Naaman was wash in the river seven times. This one took the seventh time. Perfection. End of a cycle. The seventh time. Ah, the young man came, sir, I saw a cloud rising out of the sea. Although it's the size of a man's, I said, you don't know nothing. Now that it has broken out in the realm of the spirit, run! Something is about to happen. Hallelujah. This year, you will see signs like that. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. I said, don't give up. Don't give up. Latest, 31st December. Something will break out. I am absolutely certain. You will end this year with some powerful testimonies in your bag. Stand to your feet with me. That you will not get your healing is a lie. Satan is a liar. You will get it. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hand to the Lord. Just thank him. Let's thank him for his word. Let's thank him. Thank him for his word. And then I want you to begin to thank him for the things he's told you this week. Begin to thank him. For the things he's shown you, begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Somebody is wondering why you are coming to church every day for 7 days. Don't worry. They will soon see. They will soon see. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to they thought they saw something before. They ain't seen nothing. Absolutely nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him for the word. I rejoice at your word as one that finds great spoil. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. So we'll do some more confessing. Amen. We'll do some more speaking. Whosoever. Aren't you glad it is whosoever? He does not say whichever Americans shall say to this mountain. He says whosoever. Does that include you? Whosoever shall say to this mountain. What? He moves. I don't want to see you here again. Be removed and be cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said. Let me warn you tonight. Anything you say will happen. I said, let me warn you ahead tonight. Whatever you say in the presence of God will happen. They may think you are crazy, but very soon they will realize you just tapped into the supernatural. That's all. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. They mocked you, but very soon they will shut up. I said they made the mistake of criticizing you. Very soon they will shut up.
Are you ready? Whosoever shall say, in 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, as it is written, we have believed, therefore we have spoken. As it is written, I have believed, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak. But what says it? The word is near you. That's Romans 10:8. Even in your mouth and in your heart, the word is near you. The word, the revelation is near you. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. So speak it. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. The greatest problem man can deal with is the same problem. If by believing in your heart and speaking out, you can crack free from sin, you can crack poverty. I said you can crack everything else. Go ahead and speak tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glory to God, speak. Whatever you forbid on heart is forbidden in heaven. Whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. Speak. Speak. Evaporation. Condensation. Let it rain. Terminate drought in the name of Jesus. Speak to your academics. I'm the best. The word says you have more understanding than your teachers because you meditate in his law. You know more than the ancients. Woo! Deuteronomy 28:1 says, when I do the work, the Lord will set me on high above all the nations of the earth, and these blessings shall run after me and overtake me in the land of the living. Hey, I am the head, I am not the tail. I am not a tail that is carried about anywhere. I am head. I'm a leader, I'm a role model, they will follow me. My life is not out of control anymore. The power of failure broken forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This new facility is built. Finished. Glory. Woo! Equipped. Furnished. Money flows from the north, the south, the east, the west. Woo! From Nigeria, Africa, all over the world. Glory! Yay! Miracles! I see miracles in our services. Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, dumb speak. Yay! What glory! I see home fellowship. I see miracles happen. Miracles happen at the home fellowship. Miracles happen. Breakthroughs to the left. Breakthroughs to the right. Glory. Hallelujah. Yay. I see letters. Letters of promotion. Heaven types the letters now. Angels type the letters now. Divine courier walking, dispatching. I see letters of appointment. Glory. Woo! Hey! I see explosion. Explosion of shops. Explosion offices. Explosion. Contract. Explosion of figures. Figures. Figures on the checks, figures in the accounts, figures. Hey, go, hallelujah. I see displacement. Hey, I see replacement, I see repositioning, I see exchange of power and position.
Go.
I see open doors.
Hey, go.
I see factories.
Yes.
I see offices.
Yes.
Woo. I see buildings.
Yes.
Go. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. I will go again and again and again and again and again and again and again till the word is fulfilled. Somebody is getting some idea right now. Somebody is getting an instruction right now. There's a phone call. Make it.
Hallelujah.
Go. There's a letter. You will write it.
Woo!
There's a place to go. There's someone to see. You will go. Yes.
Go.
There's something to say. You say. There's something to ask for. You will ask it.
Go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey!
A man visited his friend. Said, I'm about to be embarrassed. A stranger just came from a long journey. I don't have bread to give him. Give me bread. He said, no, I'm already in bed. I can come out now. The man said, I'm not going. I'm not leaving. Give me what I want. Hey! Man of faith, never say never. To me this year, never say never. I'm not going to take no for an answer. I believe in miracles. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and give him thanks and give him praise. Go ahead and give him thanks and give him praise. Go ahead and give him thanks and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, we're going to do something tonight. I'm going to shout praise the Lord 7 times. What I see in this house is celebration. I see rejoicing. You see, the projects God will use you to embark on this year will be projects you cannot afford. But in your vocabulary this year, no money does not exist. I cannot afford it does not exist. No. Glory to God. So I'm just going to shout praise the Lord. As we shout that hallelujah, I see the power of the Holy Ghost coming down here. I see miracles. I see things shaking outside. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Listen, from Sunday it will be 7 days. When we go around this city, around this nation, anywhere in the world, we'll be collecting spoils. I said we will be collecting spoils. Are you ready? Praise the Lord! Think about how excited you'll be the day you deliver that baby. Think about how excited you'll be the day you land that check for the first time, that amount you have never had in your life before. You came to service today in a bus on Okada. Think of how excited you'll be the day you are carrying nylon. So praise the Lord! Think of how excited you'll be the day they announce election results and you are now the governor of Delta State. The vision is being fulfilled. Think of how excited we'll be the day we dedicate that beautiful facility fully air-conditioned. Oh God, praise the Lord! Think of how excited you'll be. All glory to God. When a person is brought in on a stretcher and all of a sudden the person stands up and starts running all over the place, we might as well celebrate ahead. Praise the Lord! Think of how excited you'll be on the day of your wedding. He said it will not happen, but it has happened. Praise the Lord! Think of how excited you'll be when that letter of appointment arrives, when that letter of promotion arrives. You who had no connection, suddenly you are connected. There were so many people contesting for the position. You submitted your application last, but you have come first. Praise the Lord! Oh, glory to God. Okay, let's take one last one. Your name is Joseph. God gave you a revelation. The devil went to town, created all kind of delay, arranged for you to land in prison, and then all of a sudden, I said suddenly, Pastor Shimolowo preaches about the 24-hour miracle. This staff, this year, already has those testimonies. You will wake up in the morning one day on one level. By the time you sleep in the night, you will be on another level. Think of the day you'll move from this rented apartment. The day you will move from Mushi. The day you will move from Ajegunle. The day you will move from being a rent. And you move to Victoria Garden City. Or to Crown Estate, or to Ikoyi, or to Park View Estate, or to Banana Island. Each time you saw the prices of those plots, you took your eyes elsewhere. How can they sell a plot of land for 50 million naira? But all of a sudden, you are moving. The truck has backed up to your house. You are moving. I said you are moving. Ah, you are moving to Banana Island. Ah. Some time ago we moved house. Somebody came, saw the new house and said, but you said you moved. I said, yes. He said you didn't move. You changed location. Say, because I can't see anything here from your former house. I used to visit you there. I can't see anything here from your former house. So you did not move. You changed location. There's somewhere here like that tonight. By the end of this year, there will be nothing around you that will look like what you had in January. 2003, you still bought cheap clothes. And then here you are, somewhere along the line in the month of May, in a shop you've never entered in your life before. You're busy taking everything and you're not even concerned about the money. Woo! Shake hands with three people. Tell them welcome to a new level. Welcome.